The French Prime Minister has called for new dialogue with representatives of Yellow Vest movement after another day of violent clashes across the country.
We now have to rebuild national unity through dialogue, through work and coming together. The president will make his speech, and it will be his job to propose measures which will sustain that dialogue and which I hope will allow the whole nation to come together to be capable of facing the challenges we already have and which will continue to develop in the coming years.
Edouard Philippe promised that the government will address concerns over rising living costs. He said police managed to bring the situation under control. The comments came hours after thousands of people took to the streets for the fourth consecutive weekend to protest against government's economic policies. France's Interior Ministry said an estimated 125,000 people joined the demonstrations known as Yellow Vest protests across the country. The protesters clashed with police in Paris. Security forces fired tear gas to disperse the angry crowd and arrested nearly 1,400 demonstrators. The authorities had previously warned that there would be zero tolerance toward violence.
Thick smoke is billowing out of the streets of the French capital, Paris. Angry protesters are battling security forces in warlike scenes. The Yellow Vests were what brought the protests in France under the spotlight. People across the country began their protests under the name of Yellow Vests movement 4 weeks ago. Government's plan to levy higher taxes on fossil fuel was the first grievance of the people. But this was only a drive to make people take to the streets to vent their anger at President Macron's economic policies. People say they can barely make ends meet.
No, it's not right. I'm emotional today, to be honest with you. If not, I wouldn't have been in the streets. I'm upset. There are people who don't earn enough money to make a living, who earn a 1,000 euro a month. That's a lot of poverty.
Some of them are suffering, struggling. They have a job. They do their 35 hours a week and earn 1,200 euros. They struggle to have a place to live, and when they have one, they are in the overdrafts.
The French government links the reforms to the country's ambitious policy aimed at reducing carbon emissions by 75%, in part by raising taxes on diesel and gasoline. It says it is planning to close the country's four remaining coal-fired power plants and that it will be investing billions of euros in renewable energies. The government is also planning to reduce the country's dependency on nuclear power. However, to quell the unrest, the government was first forced to agree to suspend the reforms for 6 months. But the suspension news didn't send the furious protesters home, and this made the government concede and scrap the whole idea, saying it won't happen in 2019 at all. The protesters say they do not trust the government anymore. They say Emmanuel Macron is only the president of the rich, and weaning the country off the fossil fuels is just a pretext. The French government says it sympathizes with the protesters, but at the same time it has slammed what it described as ultra-violent thugs that have hijacked the demonstrations. The government also accuses far-right political groups of stoking violence. Leader of France's far-right national rally, Marine Le Pen, was the first to express support for the Yellow Vests movement. She, however, refused to join the ranks of the protesters. Other political parties have been rather more cautious in taking sides with the protesters in order to save their environmentalist image. The French government's massive arrests and its heavy-handed crackdown is signaling a fierce battle ahead. The end game could be one of the following: an end to the demonstrations or the government's concession to the demands of the protests, which has been described by the Interior Minister as a, quote, monster.